Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golset.
I'm Andy Bates.
We are preparing for the season of preparation today.
Prepare ye the way for the season of preparation.
Yeah. Well, we have a whole week to like get ourselves prepared for 4 weeks of Advent.
It's like Awareness Month in
right?
October.
I know. And I like this better, though.
This is way better.
It's liturgy and hymns and learning how to do this with your family, too.
Yes.
We all have traditions, hopefully, of things that we do with our family, maybe Advent wreaths or all the calendars, chocolate calendars I've seen in stores.
Because nothing says Jesus more than chocolate.
I mean,
we pulled out the Advent wreath this weekend as we were pulling out the decorations.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reminded I probably need to get new candles for that because I think we burnt them all down last year. So time to get new Advent wreath candles.
Yeah. So joining us by phone today, Sarah Jacobson, wife, mom, pastor's wife, and one of the crafters that I follow on Facebook and Etsy. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And Sarah and I were in art classes back in the day at Concordia Chicago.
So we are both crafty.
It's true. I think you're better than me. Which is why you're talking about this with us today.
It's why you're the expert today.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, my husband, his name is Adam Jacobson. And he's the senior pastor here in Mattoon, Illinois at St. John's Lutheran Church and School. And we have three kiddos. Our oldest is 6. Our middle is 4. And the little one, she is 2.
You have such a growing family, it sounds like. How do you go about teaching the themes, the message of Advent with kids across that age span? What are some of your most loved traditions for observing and celebrating Advent with your family?
You're right, Andy. It is a big span. little ones who are just learning to talk. And then our 6-year-old, his vocabulary is also just much more. And something that you mentioned earlier is the chocolate calendar. That's something fun to do every day and to be reminded every day to be looking forward at what is to come, Christmas. And we have found some wonderful chocolate Advent calendars at Aldi.
Yes.
And I think they're just $1.99, something like it's really affordable and something that the children enjoy every single day. That's one of the many things that we do for Advent.
Well, who doesn't love chocolate?
I know, right? Are there things that you do with crafting? Or do you get the kids involved with the crafting?
Mm-hmm. We do that. One of the things that we like to do is the Advent wreath. Excuse me. And sometimes we will decorate around the Advent wreath. For those of you who are looking for an Advent wreath and would like to incorporate that tradition into your family culture and maybe start a new tradition, I was actually at Hobby Lobby the other day. Perfect place for a crafter, right, Sarah?
Yes, and absolutely.
Andy, they have Advent candles there.
Yay.
For you and for anyone else who would want them. So they also have an Advent wreath, and it's a pretty simple metal one, and you can add whatever decorations or baubles or ribbons or whatever you would like around the metal frame. So I think if you catch it on sale, you can have yourself an Advent wreath for under $10.
I don't need any baubles, but there is one within walking distance.
It's right
maybe lunchtime.
Lot.
Maybe lunchtime across the parking lot.
It is dangerous.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Run over and pick up new Advent wreath candles.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and crafting is a good way to get all of the kids involved across the age span. Everyone can contribute to a craft, whether it's just scribbling or actually cutting things out and gluing things onto something.
Why were you looking at me when you said scribbling?
Another activity is Candy Cane Day. And actually, I think it's on December 26th, but when the official Candy Cane Day is. But we, with a busy pastor's family schedule, we just fit things in where we can. And we will celebrate that day by doing crafts, like you mentioned. So those, the pipe cleaners, you can twist red and white ones together. And something that we enjoy doing is incorporating books into the days that we celebrate. And the book that we especially like for Candy Cane Day is The Legend of the Candy Cane by Lori Wahlberg. And we'll have Christmas music and movies, hot chocolate, and candy cane crafts, and, of course, books for when we celebrate that day.
I feel like we need to come over. I remember making those pipe cleaner candy canes. I'm pretty sure my parents probably still have some that
Did
I made.
Did you attach bells to it, too?
I think so, yeah. Bells make everything better. I love... Our tree is full of bells. Now, you mentioned books. How else do you incorporate books into your Advent celebrations?
Let's see here. Well, one of the websites that we have fallen in love with over the past couple of years is readaloudrevival.com. And some of your listeners may have heard of this wonderful website. It's Read Aloud Revival with Sarah McKenzie. And there are books that fit the seasons every month in the year. And she has some wonderful ones for December. So The Legend of the Candy Cane that I mentioned, that was one of her suggested books. And oh golly, I could give you a whole list, Sarah, of books. Do you want me to tell you some of our favorite books or when you read them or both or...
Yeah, how about a few days of Advent and how you incorporate that book into your celebration?
Okay. Something that is fun and to watch the kids' eyes light up and to encourage their focus into what is to come and why we are celebrating Advent is we will wrap books. So not every day, but I'm trying to do every day. There is a book wrapped, so it's a gift. And a certain book will be unwrapped on a certain day. Some of our favorite books are Christmas in the Barn by Margaret Wise Brown, The First Christmas by Tommy DePiola, and then The Legend of the Candy Cane book, like I mentioned. And then for St. Lucia Day, we enjoy Lucia Morning in Sweden, and that would be on St. Lucia Day, which is December 13th. And our kiddos really like that book, so we definitely read it on days other than December 13th. I can't tuck that book away during the other months of the year because it's a favorite. In fact, our middle child brought it out this morning and wanted to read Lucia Morning in Sweden. So it should be December 13th, but we read that all year long. She probably likes it, especially because that's her name.
I like the idea of wrapping books. I had to grab my phone and text my wife. I like this idea. Wrap up the books, even books books that are in your family library. Just wrap them up so you can unwrap them throughout the month to read. How exciting is that to unwrap something and get to read it? I can just picture my son being excited about unwrapping favorite books, and that puts an emphasis on waiting and. You know, at this age, we're also emphasizing delayed gratification, too, and value that's so in true. That. But, you know, waiting is hard.
Waiting's really hard.
When you're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 43, waiting can be hard. And that's a common theme we see throughout Scripture, and especially during Advent, a season of waiting. So wrapping it up so that it sits there and looks at us while we're waiting to unwrap it. And that's kind of better than an Advent calendar to unwrap books and read them.
You can make an Advent calendar out of
Advent calendar. Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Right.
Actually, Sarah, thanks for reminding me. Last year, I put a piece of paper. So those of you who have paper punches or I just punched out a circle. And then you can write with a chalkboard marker or a metallic marker. Or just Sharpie, whatever your personality, your style is. And then, so Lucia Morning in Sweden, that would be December 13th. Now, the book for December 6th would be a St. Nicholas book, mm-hmm. for example. And that's another day that we do fun things on for Advent.
We have just about a minute left, and I would be remiss if I didn't cover a traditional coffee hour question, and that is favorite foods. Favorite foods. You mentioned hot cocoa and candy canes. I don't know if those qualify as foods, but favorite foods. Sure. Just a minute left.
Oh, my. So favorite foods for Advent and our family. Okay. Well, to add to your stir-up cookbooks, there are some great recipes on the internet for the Lucia buns. So on December 13th, there are buns that are special breads to go along with that special holiday. And hot chocolate, stirring it with a candy cane. Just adding that extra peppermint to the hot chocolate is really wonderful and sweet. And that would be another thing to go along with Candy Cane Day.
How fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet Pastor Henriksen has lots of great ideas for St. Lucia Day.
Probably.
As well. He has some great recipes as well. Our in-house suite. So he's got some good recipes always for us. Fantastic stuff. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing these Advent ideas with us today as we prepare for the season of preparation. Thanks for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have more to come and some Advent conversations throughout the next week and the weeks to come as well.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
All the way until Christmas.
That's right. And then I'm excited this year. We get to observe the full 12 days of Christmas.
We do.
Here on KFUEL. Well, welcome back, everybody. Back at it. But it's a fun season as we prepare for Advent starting next week. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.